We are learning Masechet Megillah, Daf Ches Amud Aleph, and we are starting approximately 15-16 lines from the top, the middle of the line. We learned before that there are 19 brachos of Shemoneh Esrei, and they're all in a special order, in exact order. And the Gemara said before that Shivna Pekuli Histe Shemoneh Esrei brachos Frei Rav Gmir Al Seida BeYavne. We know that was after the second base of Mikdash that Rav Gamil was in Yavne. Then it says that the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, the Mei V'Esim Zekein V'Hem Kamen Aviyim, they were Masakan Shemoneh Esrei Al Seder, which the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila were by the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash, 400 years before Shimon HaPekuli. So Gemara has a question. V'chi Me'achar the Mei V'Esim Zekeinim U'Mehem Kamen Aviyim Tiknu Tefila Al Seder, if already the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila already were Masakan Shemoneh Esrei Al Seder, Shimon HaPekuli Mai Histe, what does Shimon HaPekuli exactly do? Already was done 400 years earlier. So Gemara answers, Shachum v'chazer v'sadrum. That Takachu Anshei Knesset HaGdoila made the Seder Shemoneh Esrei, but they forgot. They forgot the order, because used to daven b'heart and have sidurim. They forgot exactly the order. And after that, Shimon HaPekuli reinstituted the exact order and Seder of Shemoneh Esrei. V'kam ve'elech. After the takana of these 19 brachas, also l'saper b'shvachas shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's also to say the praise of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Rashi explains, it means b'kviyas bracha. Rashi says, you can't make another bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. And the Marsha speaks out, not only can you make a new bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, you're not going to add into the bracha any more shvachim either. The only thing you could do is, you could make a shvach v'hidol Kadosh Baruch Hu without a bracha. That's the Marsha explains. You can add on, you can make a new bracha, but you could, if you want, you could add on lafuke b'loy bracha klaus like Marsha, mutu l'saper v'shvachim shal makam yaseh. Without a bracha, you could. Domer Rabbi Elazar, why can't you add into the bracha, so add another bracha? Domer Rabbi Elazar, ma'ay dechsev miyim ma'al aguris Hashem, yishmi kol tilosay. And we teach like this, l'mino l'ma'al aguris Hashem. For who is it nice and royu and proper to say aguris Hashem? L'mishi yokla shmi kol tilosay. There's someone who could say all his tehillos. And avada, we can't do that. We can't say all the tehillos. Therefore, we cannot add on our own brachas. The Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, through the Psukim and through Ruach HaKodesh, they knew exactly what to put into our bracha. But we, who have no idea how to complete the Shvachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not allowed to add on any brachas. Om Rav V'chan Om V'yechon, HaMesaper V'Shvachim Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoyisim Edai, someone who's Mesaper in the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than he has to, and more than the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila did, Nekam Na'olam, he gets a big einish. It's Nekam Na'olam. Shneimer says in the Pasuk, Hayesuper loy ki adaber, em oma ish ki avula. And the Rashi explains what it means like this. It's like Losha Bitmiya, Hayesuper shvach akuloy, are you going to say all the shvach, ki arba loy divrei shvach, are you going to add on shvach? Em oma ish lasis kach, if someone says he's going to do this, ki avula, he's going to be swallowed up. He's going to be Nekam Na'olam, he's going to be taken away from this world. Medoros Rudish Kvar Gavraya, Armula Ish Kvar Gibachayel. My Dechsiv, what's behind the Pasuk? Lecha Demiya Sehila. For you, quiet is Sehila. And we learn from here, Sama Dekula Mishtuka. The best medicine for a person is quiet. Quiet is the best thing. Sometimes the best praise is being quiet. Gosh Rav Dimi, Omar Amar Rava, same idea. Mila Besela Mishtuka Vetrain. If you're going to pay a Sela for a word, a good word, you want to learn how to say a good speech, sometimes it's better to pay two to be quiet. Sometimes it's better to be quiet. Siyog HaChokmah Shtika, and here it's even better than Chokmah sometimes. Shtika is sometimes better than Chokmah, and here's an example, when it comes to praising Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's better to say nothing. Now to go back to the Mishnah, the halachas of the Mishnah. Said the Mishnah, Kara Apel LaYotzeh, if you lay in the Megillah of a heart, you're not Yotzeh Mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah. Manolan, how do we know? What's the makar? Omer Rava, Asya Zchira Zchira. Make Zera Shava Zchira Zchira. Ksiv Hacha, Vayom Ma'il Nizkarim V'Nasim, says Nizkarim. Ksiv Hasam, it says by Amalek that Moshe Rabbeinu tells Yeshua, Ksiv Zois Zikarim V'Sefer. Write this Zikarim V'Sefer. Ma'la Halom V'Sefer. Avkam V'Sefer. Just like over there, it's V'Sefer, V'Sefer Torah. Here also has to be V'Sefer Torah. And it has to be in a sefer. You have to read it out of a sefer. The zechira has to be out of a sefer. There's a card. It's in a sefer. It's in a sefer. Great thing, Mar Akasha. My dahai zechira kriyahi duma iim ba'alma. How do you know by parsha zachar? it's Kriya, maybe it's Iyam Ba'alma. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? So this is a problem, what the Gemara's Kasha is. So I found the Beis Yitzchok says Pshat is like this, that maybe Dafka Parasha Zohar has to be in a Ksav, because it needs an Iyan. It needs more than just a Kriya. You have to think about it. And therefore, if you think about something, you need something in Ksav to understand it. Vashen Kein Megillah, maybe doesn't need it. So Gemara, no, Lo Yisag Adaitach. By Zohar, there's a Din Kriya. Lo Yisag Adaitach, it says in the Pasuk, Zohar, Yochav, Alei, maybe it's enough just Balei, because Yoimah, Lo Yisag Shokach, Hare Shukhaz Leva, Mar Ma, Adi Mekayim Zohar. What was mean Zohar, Bepeh? It has to be Bepeh. So upon him, he sees the Din Bepeh, and it says Besefer. So we learn out that same thing by Megillah has to be Mesefer. And most Achrayim and Rishonim learn from this sugya that Parasha Zohar is Midaraisa to learn it, lane out of a Sefer. Lane out of a Sefer Torah. The only caution out of a Sefer Torah, it has to be out of a Sefer, not out of a Chumash. Pray sure here talks about it, but Parasha is just going to be a Raya, the Parasha Zohar is the Raisa. Zogdomar Avaita. Korot Targum Lo Yotza. It says in the Mishnah, two things. It says Kara Targum or Bechaloshoin Lo Yotza. And then it says Karin Oisa Lo Yazois Balas Zok the Gemara Kara Targum Lo Yotza Hechi Dami. What's the example? What does it mean Targum? Ilei Ma the Ksiv Mikra of Kara Targum. If you read the Megillah, but just you said it over in English from the Megillah, it was written in Lashon HaKodesh. The Ksiv Mikra of Kara Targum Hainu Apeh. Then you're leaning Apeh basically, because you are leaning Apeh. You're saying the Targum, and it's written in Lashon Kodesh. Leitzricha the Ksiva Targum, a Karli Targum. It's written in Targum, and you're reading a Targum. Loch is he not Yotze? But then it says the Mishnah. It says B'chol Lashon Targum not Yotze. Then the Mishnah says, "I'm a Karli Oisai the Loy is Balas and Shikol Stiru." First it says you read B'chol Lashon Lo Yotze. Then it says you're allowed to read in English for the people in England, in America. So what's going on over here? Freit the Gemara. But Amrit Kar B'chol Lashon Lo Yotze. It says he's not Yotze. Then it says you can read it B'loy is Balas. Rav Shmuel Amar Tavayu Belaz Yivani. So Rav Shmuel first tried tires like this, that really you cannot lay in a Bechalashim. But like we learned before, Yivani is special. Yivani is different. So Kairim Lois Belaz means, but Yivani you could do. Bechalashim lo yatsa, for no matter what. But if Yivani you could lay in for Yivani. Belaz Yivani. So Fregdamar Hechidam, Yilim Siva Ashuris, the Karli Yivanis. If it was written in Lashon HaKodesh, and then you read it Yivanis, Hainu Apeh. That's Bahat. Amar of Acham, Rav Lazar, Shuvah Vlaz Yivanas, is written Vlaz Yivanas, and Rav Shmuel is saying that's found in our Mishnah. I'm going to come back to this Rav Shmuel in a second, but we interject with another member from Rav Acham, Amar of Lazar. He just told us Shuvah Vlaz Yivanas, we have interject with a member from him. Amar Rav Acham, Rav Lazar, Amar Nayin Shikaru Akarish Baruchu, Le Yaakov Kael. How do you know that Karish Baruchu called Yaakov Avinu Kael? Shinema, because the Pasuk in the Torah, that it's not clear how to read it. It says in the Pasuk, that when Yaakov Avinu brought a carbon on a mizbeach, and it says, "Vayatzev sham mizbeach, vayikru loy kail elikei Yisrael." So it says, "Vayikru loy kail elikei Yisrael," and we darshan that it means that Hashem called Yaakov elikei Yisrael. The sakadaitach lemizbeach karalei. If it's Yaakov who called Vayikraloi, that Yaakov called Mizbeach Kael Kael Yisrael, which is a normal thing. Like we find other places that he called Mizbeach Hashem Nisi. You call Mizbeach Hashem Denes. These are the Aitach Lemizbeach Karalei Yaakov Kael, Vayikraloi Yaakov Vayalei. Ella, it must be Vayikraloi Yaakov Kael. Let's see, read it. Vayikraloi Yaakov Kael. Hashem called Yaakov a Kael, Mi Karalei, Mi Karalei Kael, Kael Yisrael. Ella Kael Yisrael, Vayikraloi. Hashem called Yaakov Kael. Who called did it? Elkei Yisrael. Now that's the way he darshins. That's not a pasuk pshat in the pasuk. The pasuk in the pasuk is he called that Yaakov called him as Mizbeach. But there's a pshat over here from Acha that Hashem called Yaakov Kael. Now you can ask me like, why did he call Yaakov Kael? So a different pshatim in the Mefarshim, the Shalah I think says that since he was a Kaddosh and Dovik Bashem, they called him. Hashem called him Kael. He was like in this world, he was the closest thing to Kael because he was so Kaddish. I'm going to go back now to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Bechol Oshin Lo Yotza, but Lo Yazois Lo Belaz is good." So with Shai, what's going on? Stira. Rav Shmuel say Laz Yivani. Meisvim Esvik Ashav Abraisa. It says in the Abraisa, "Kara Giftis." If you read Megillah in the language called Giftis or Ivris or Ilmis, which is Loshin Elam. midas, like his lashon madai, yivanis, and yivanis lo yotza. So it says you're not yotza for yivanis. How? What's pshat and Rabbi Shmuel say yivanis is yotza? So the Gemara answers, you're right. Holei dam yalaha. Our Mishnah means like the rest of that brisa. The brisa says like this: giftis le giftim. Giftim people allowed a lane in giftis. Ivris le ivrim. Ilmus le ilmim. Yivanims le yivanim. Yotza yotza. So we're saying echrami. When it says lo yotza v'laz, means like this. The beginning of Mishnah is b'chol lashon lo yotza means for the rest of the world you can't learn a different language. But for giftim people you're allowed to give this. For yivanis people you're allowed to learn yivanis. Okay, but then Yachi Rav Shmuel, that's pshat. Yachi Rav Shmuel, my mukva is v'laz yivanis. What look for b'cholas? And Rav Shmuel's teretz is off. It's not tafki yivanis. Any language for the people of that country to learn that language. Our Mishnah is like the Braisa, which means our Mishnah is saying B'chol Lashon Lo Yotza means for people all over. But in the giftim people that is giftis and this and that. That's the halacha. And that's halacha l'maisa. We pass like that. That if you live in a place where they only talk that language, you could read it in that language. There's a big machlokes Rishonim. What's the halacha if you know two languages? You know Lashon Kodesh and you know giftis. Could you learn in a giftis or not? So the Ran is medayik from the Rambam and from Rashi. Sha'afa pishi yedei lashon kodesh, kivin shu yedei loyez, gam ken yos dei chavasa balaz. V'chenir devei Rambam. That's the Ram brings down. But he brings down Ramban and says, no, loyez means dafka eina yoydim lashon kodesh. But if you know lashon kodesh, you have to hear lashon kodesh. And this machlekes is brought down in Shulchan Aruch also. This machlekes is brought down exactly. This shayla is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. If it's loyazos who know the other, who know two languages, lashon kodesh and that, could you be use this kula of loyazos belaz or not? Like it says in the Shulchan Aruch that this is the halacha. Mishi yedei laz v'yedei ashuris ain't a yotze belaz. This is sifyur tafrei chak sifyur. Mishi yedei laz v'yedei ashuris ain't a yotze belaz. So the Shulchan Aruch yesh oim mishi yotze. That's what it says. Okay. Back to the Gemara. So what's Rav Shmuel talking about? Rav Shmuel says Laz Yivanis. Bechit with Rav Shmuel. So we have our mission. We have Pshatin. V'chol Lasha means for the rest of the world. But Loyaz is Laz is Mutter. Bechit. It's why Rav Shmuel says Laz Yivanis. Bechit with Rav Shmuel. But Alma Itma. They were saying it was something else. Rav Shmuel Amar Tavayu Laz Yivani like Kol Kasher. They hold Laz Yivani is like Lashon HaKodesh. It's Kasher for everyone. Right? The Gemara about Tani Yivanis the Yivanim. The price is not like that. There's Daf Givonim, no one else. And Armist also, L'chayra, sounds B'cholosh, you're not Yaitza, it sounds like. So tomorrow, Inu, the Amik Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rav Shmuel going like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. The time with the Mishnah before, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Av Sfarim, L'yatir Shichtu, El Yivonis. Even the other Sfarim, Taira, it only can be written in Yivonis. So if they want to go like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Lame Ralach, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. You think of Shimon Gamliel and talking about Shara Sfarim, the rest of the Tanakh. Have a Megillah, we're different. The Chsiv Vekh Chsavam. Emiloi, you can't even write it in Yevonis for Shimon Gamliel. Kamashlo, no, you could write it in Yevonis. And it comes up in this Gemara that according to Shimon Gamliel, you could write Megillah in Yevonis. Now, the Gemara on Daf Tes comes out not like that, and Tosfos Divrei Maskil, Kamba Megillah on Daf Tes speaks about this, and he says that there's a machlokes in sugyas what Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, machlokes Rav Shmuel and others. If Rav Shmuel hold that Laz Yivanis is kosher by Megillah according to Shimon Gamliel, and according to the Gemara there, it's not because the Gemara there had a steer or two brisa. What? Our Mishnah is not going with Shimon Gamliel. Our Mishnah is going like this: that B'chol Lashon is not Yaitz, it means for everyone else. But Lo Yazois, you could read Belaz. What? Right. That means for the rest of the world, a regular person, but for a special, for the loyazos, you're allowed to read it belaz. That's what comes out. It's only going for those people. Chalasha. Zok the Gemara vayta. V'aloyes shishama ashuris yotza. The halacha is that if you don't know lashon hakodesh, but if you hear it ashuris, you're still yotza. Right? The Gemara v'aloyah demay kamri. You don't know what's going on. You don't know what's going on. So why yotza? And for the Gemara midi to have anoshim v'amayaretz. So the Gemara answers is not different than Noshe v'Amayaretz. The Rishash asks that isn't that what we're talking about? Haloy is Shama Ashur is talking about Noshe and Amayaretz. But come on, they must be talking about the Gemara's kasha was on the people like from China. And the Gemara says no, even our Noshe v'Amayaretz, they know a little bit Loshe Kodesh, they don't really know what's going on either. Maskla Ravina, Ravina says, I don't even have Pikasha, Bahalo Yadamakamri. Maskla Ravina, Otto Anand, do we know what Achshron Bnei Ramachim, Yadina, we know what that means? Rashi in the Megillah Taichas, it means very quick camels that don't go very quick. But we don't know exactly what those words mean. And actually, if you look at the Mishnah Brura on the halacha of Loyes, it says when you write the Megillah in Chinese, for the Chinese, you have to write this word in Lashon HaKodesh, because we don't know how to type this into Chinese. Yeah, so Ella, what's the pshat? So Ravina says, anyway, we don't know what it means. So what's how to work with Megillah? Ella mitzvahs kriya psuinisa. The mitzvah of Megillah is to read it, and it's psuinisa. Rashi says, why? Because then you ask, like, what's going on, and people find out the neses. Even if you don't understand it, if you hear Lashon HaKodesh, you'll ask your friend, like, what did we say exactly? And then you'll know the neses. Hakinami, mitzvahs kriya psuinisa. There's a mitzvah kriya psuinisa. It's not a kasha that you hear dashuris yotza, because you will have psuinisa by asking other people what's going on. Zokta Gemarvait. Said the Mishnah, Kara serugim yotza. So what does the word serugim mean? What does Serugim mean? Shamu'ua la'amsa the Rebbe. They heard the maidservant of Rebbe, the Ka'amra lo Rabbanon. She was telling the Talmidim who dava aili piski piski Rebbe. They're coming, you know, in different times. They weren't coming at one time. They were coming at staggered times to Rebbe. She says, atem nachnasim Serugim Serugim. When are you going to stop coming at staggered times, not coming at one time? So you see, Seruga means that you stop in the middle. And Allah is, by Megillah, Yaitza, if you stop in the middle. You say the Megillah, and then you stop for 10 minutes, you start again, Yaitza. Now the Gemara goes to other words that that they didn't know, and they learned from the maidservant, the Rebbe, what it means. They didn't know what Chagugulais mean. Shemul Amst the Rebbe, they heard the maidservant of Rebbe, the Amr Leilahu Gabri, she told someone, to have a Kamavade Paprachni, she was spreading out this racket seeds, rocket plants all over. Ad masat of fasa chagulosecha, until when they throw out those rocket seeds. So we know that chagulosecha is this rocket plant that's the new, they figured out what it was. Another word, lo have yad rabbanon. What's behind the pasuk in the Mishlei? My salsaleha osrei mecha. Talking about the Torah. You harv in the Torah. You hafeichba. You learn. You mix and you twirl the Torah. It'll pick you up. They didn't know what that meant. They didn't know what Salsalua means. Shamuel Amst be Rebbe, Dava Omra Lahu Garva, she told someone, Dava Hapik Mazia, that he was twirling his hair, Omrale, I must say, Atma Salsalua Sarecha. How much longer are you going to twist your hair? Get rid of that chup. Loya Viadi Rabbanon, they didn't know, my Hashtag Hashem Yehavacha, Vos meant Yehavacha. Omra Bachano, Zimna Chodava Azlina Bahadi Hutaya. One time, he was walking next to this certain Arab, the Seicher, the Kodarina Tuna, and he was carrying, Rabbi Chana was carrying a heavy load. Bamali and the Seicher told me, Shekol Yehavacha, take your package, Shodek Mali, put it onto my camel. So you figured out what Yehavacha means. It means my load. And put your load on Hashem. Hashem Hashem Yehavacha. Lev Yad Yerbana, Mai Betatisei Matei Hashmed. What does that mean? Shamuel Amstel Bei Rebbe, Dava Omel Charvata, she told a friend, Shekol Tatisa, take a broom with Tati base and sweep up the house. And that's behind the pasuk also, that Hashem L'Asad Lavai is going to sweep out those goyim with a Matati Hashmi, with a nuclear broom, with a broom that completely destroys them. And that's what's going to happen L'Asad Lavai. So if she figured out, now they figured out what the word Tatisa means.